can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis. With all my heart. Jesus asked a question. He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he really find the faith of God, or will it be some substitute? Now, we hoping and praying, but ain't nothing happening. Ain't no real manifestation. Everything God confirms, he backs it up with something supernatural. When the apostles begin to minister, it was the signs and the wonders that affirmed them. God backed them up. When he sent Moses, Moses said, I can't go. He said, Moses, I'm going to confirm things. And he did with signs and wonders. Jesus himself, he said, if you don't believe me, believe for the miracle's sake. Amen. Believe for the work's sake. Amen. So see, God desires to back us up Amen. With supernatural phenomena. Amen. Stuff that cannot be denied. Stuff that people cannot gainsay nor resist. They can only say, how did that happen? They can blame it on witchcraft or whatever they want to, but they'll know that something happened that you could not do yourself. Amen. And it's God putting his signature on it because true faith is operating. But Jesus said, when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find it? Will he find it? Because he said, in the last days, iniquity is going to abound. Amen. Iniquity is going to abound. And so, because of that, the love of many, I want you to challenge yourself. The love of many shall wax cold. What about in your home? What about in your home? What about that? Is that waxing cold? Is it waxing? It's not something that happens suddenly, it waxes. You know, when you light a candle, then you know you got to go out and you blow it out. The wax in that candle has melted and is, but once you blow it out, a process of decline starts. It starts to harden. It don't harden right away. You touch it, it'll burn you. But give it a few minutes. It waxes cold. Our job is cut out for us in this day and time. Because in order for our faith to operate correctly and efficiently, we must walk in agape love. And you know, like I know, everybody out there in the world, and I say this, this is me saying this, but they don't deserve. There are people out there that don't deserve. You know, I'm not being critical of any person, but you know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, they don't deserve it. But that does not give us the right. Our obligation is to love the unlovable, just like Jesus did. Why is imperative for our faith to operate? Go with me to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. For the sake of our time, I won't read all of this, but starting at verse 1, we're talking about the man by the pool who was there waiting. And, of course, there were 5 porches there representing the 5, representing grace. Verse 6 says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man When the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Now, these people, these multitude, were lying by and sitting by this pool, waiting for the moving of the water. They were waiting for the stirring of the water. They were waiting. They were in a position of waiting. I want to say to you tonight, your waiting upon God is not in vain. Sometimes we feel like we have to be busy with something. There's something else. God at times wants us only to wait. It takes trust to truly wait upon God, to truly wait. Abraham and Sarah, of course, they could not wait. They felt like there was something they had to do. God gave us a promise. We are results-minded, so there's something we have to do to bring it to pass. But I want to tell you tonight, in this year 2014, this starts another era of truly learning how to rest, faith rest. Not the superficial, I won't go as far as to call it superficial, but the emotional, you know, the faith that's limited to our emotion. No, there's a faith beyond that, a rest of faith, where you rest, where you have labored, but your labor was not to get something. Your labor was to and is to enter into a rest. How many know that the enemy would love to have you always on edge, always anxious, always, you know, troubled about something, always, you know, always after, rather than entering into that place of rest. Do you know God knows everything that you desire? Oh, yes, he does. He knows everything that's in our heart. Two things this week, just this past week, two things I hadn't asked God for. I'd spoken to him about it a long time ago and just kind of put it on the shelf without any effort, just pursuing him and waiting on him, because it's in him all these things are. That's one thing that I'm trying to convey. It's in him all the things that we are wanting, all the opportunities that we are pursuing, all the things we are asking for. We don't have to ask if we'll pursue him first. He said, all the Gentiles seek after these things. But come on, if you will seek me first, if you will seek me with your whole heart, then I will add these things. Somebody say, add. I believe God wants to make that more real than ever before. We're not idle. We're not passive. But are we in pursuit of the right things? Are we truly in pursuit of him? Do we trust him enough to pursue him? I mean, really to pursue him versus pursuing these things. I won't get into detail, but one of the things that I'd been waiting for God for showed up in the least likely and least expected places. I'm doing some work with a place, and I went in there, and one of the ladies that's over it came to me and said, Pastor Banks, here, I got a message for you. I got a phone call from someone for you, and they were asking. She went into detail about what they were asking about. I thought, wow, you know, God knows that. What they are asking about was in my heart, you know, for months. But in waiting upon God, come on, you know, waiting upon God, not thinking about it, not worrying about it, but waiting, possessing my faith in patience and seeking the face of God, in God, those things started to gravitate toward me. This is the labor that we are to enter into his rest. How many of us here tonight can take the things that are in the forefront of our mind that we are believing God for, that we have been needing from God, and take them and place them on the back burner and really put God's face before us? And get into a position where you are persuaded if God never brings that to pass, it's okay, because it's him I'm seeking. If that never happens, come on, see, because we get like the world and we get troubled about many things. Many things we need. Many things we desire, things that we have to have, things that have been spoken to us, spoken over us. When, God? When, God? How, God? See, in waiting upon him, certain things happen. We renew our strength. He removes some things. In waiting, certain things can happen that you can never get certain things off of you and give to God unless you wait upon him. Amen. And see, like I said, stumbling blocks are always there. So every day you got to learn to get before God. And you know, like the song says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Is that right? All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. It's true. It's so true. It's real. They were waiting for the troubling of the water. They were waiting. That one man was waiting and had waited 38 years. Kept trying and kept trying. Nothing happened. It's those who are waiting that these things. Now, he waited 38 years. You might have to wait 38 years. But the fact of the matter, he was waiting. Waiting means any time can be my time. Come on, when we truly wait upon the Lord, any time can be my time. I'm not saying, Lord, you have to do it now. I'm not saying, Lord, it'll be another 20 years. Any time. See, there's where we are truly waiting upon the Lord. And in process, we are renewing our strength. We are mounting up, but we are waiting. We are results-oriented. God is process-oriented. As I was thinking about this, I remember a friend he was from Helsinki, Finland. And we were in missions at one time together with a larger group of people. And he and someone else that were from Finland baked this chocolate cake. They didn't call it cake. It was chocolate. It looked like double, you know, triple quadruple chocolate. I mean, it looked like my. He gave me a piece, and I took a bite in front of him, and I did everything I could not to spit it out. It had no sugar in it. It, to me, it tasted like mud. But I forget what they called it, but it looked like double chocolate cake. My point, to me, something was missing. Something was missing. Like, do y'all eat this stuff? It was one of their favorites. Probably more healthy for you than the stuff that we eat, but it was, to me, it was terrible. But my thought, God brought this back to my memory, and I thought, you know, in my sight, there was a process, there was something in the process that was left out. And so the results were not good at all. Huh? We are, to me, it looked good. But in tasting it, yikes. How often are we just results-oriented, but you ain't put all the ingredients in? You hadn't put all the ingredients in. When you bite into that, it ain't going to be what you want. It ain't going to taste like you want. How often do we end up like that? Because we've not learned to wait. Because we've not learned to truly wait and let God empty us till we're contented in the state that we're in and we're not worried. And see, God is concerned with the process.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.